is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
sacrament of holy baptism, we have been raised with Christ to new life.
We have been given the new birth of water and the Holy Spirit.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you. And for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
This
holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Spirit I will put into you. I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my just decrees. You shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The 15th and 16th chapters.
Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father. He will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, and for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The 1989 movie Casualties of War was one of many Vietnam War movies that came out around that time. In this movie, the main character is played by Michael J. Fox, a Lutheran soldier who refuses to engage in the great evil committed by his fellow American soldiers in his own squad. If you've seen this movie, you know what that great evil is. And if you haven't, well, you can look it up later. The point of this movie, which is based on actual events that took place, is to show the inner turmoil experienced by soldiers like Fox's character, who is faced with either going along with the crowd or standing up for what is right. Even though standing up for what is right will bring scorn and ridicule and even hatred from his own countrymen. There is a scene in the movie which sums up its theme very well. Fox's character is talking to another soldier, a friend of his, and he says this: "This thing's turning us on our heads, man. I mean, just because any of us at any second might be blown away, everybody's acting like we can do anything. And it won't matter what we do. But I'm thinking maybe it's the other way around. You know, maybe the main thing is just the opposite. Because we might be dead in the next split second, we gotta be extra careful what we do. Jesus, man, maybe it matters more than we even know." It's a very powerful scene. And whether Hollywood intended it or not, it is a scene with deep theological implications. Fox's character is right. Soldiers going out to battle each day, knowing that they could be killed at any time, should probably consider the eternal implications of their actions. Rather than engage in evil and do whatever you want, because the very real possibility exists that you could be killed at any second, a Christian soldier knows better. He knows that because he could be killed at any second, his behavior should be exemplary. This is what St. Peter is getting at, dear friends, in the epistle this morning. For make no mistake, you Christians are soldiers in this world, called upon to fight the good fight of the faith. And it's a severe battle. For not only does the devil in this sinful world wage war against you, but even your own sinful flesh. And while you're not ordered to daily go forth to the front line and exchange bullets with a physical enemy, where the possibility of you dying is greatly increased and intensified, you are sent out every day to the front line to do battle with the spiritual enemies waging war against you for your very soul. So it is that St. Peter says, "The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace." You are Christians. You have had the clean water Ezekiel prophesies about sprinkled upon you at holy baptism. You have been cleansed. You have been given a new heart and a new spirit filled with God's own spirit. You've been brought into the promised land of Christ's eternal kingdom, where you feast upon the sweet honey of his holy word and sacraments. So, live like it. Be self-controlled and sober-minded. Love one another earnestly. Be quick to forgive one another and eager to build one another up. Stop grumbling and complaining. Be good stewards with the gifts God has graciously given you. Freely you have been given, freely give. Strive to live in a way that God may be glorified through Jesus Christ in your life, that others may see the witness not only of your words, but also of your lives. You are Christians, and as Christians, you are soldiers, whether you like that or believe it or not. You are soldiers. Fight the good fight of the faith. For the Christian who does not fight, who does not strive against the devil, this sinful world, and his own sinful flesh, but has the attitude, oh well, can't beat them, join them. The Christian who believes, I am baptized, heaven is mine, so I can go do whatever I want, indulge my sinful fleshly desires, it doesn't matter. The Christian who knowingly and willingly, willfully, goes on sinning, goes on indulging his every sinful fleshly desire, who is not sorry for his sins, does not desire to amend his ways, is no Christian at all. For he is no different than those soldiers in the movie who did great evil believing, oh well, it doesn't matter. St. Peter speaks of the fiery trial that will come upon Christians. Our Lord in the Gospel prophesies about his disciples being put out of the synagogues, about the coming hour when they will be killed by those who think that by killing them they are offering worship. That's the word there, not just service, worship to God. The world hated Jesus. The world will hate those who belong to him. Being a Christian in this dead and dying world is not easy. It's a fight. It's a battle. It's a struggle. And if it's not, if it's easy to live in this sinful world, if being friends with this world and conforming to its ways is a cakewalk for you, then you have some serious self-examination to do. Repent. Return to the Lord and his ways. For this is not a game. As Fox's soldier says, this matters, maybe even more than we know. We ought not to treat our Christianity, built upon the life, death, resurrection, and ascension of our Lord, as if it were a game. Beloved, we do not yet belong to the church triumphant, but remain here in the church militant. And we will remain in this fighting church for as long as we live in this veil of tears. And we are called upon to be soldiers and to do battle against the evil this world heaps upon our Lord, his church, and all who belong to her. Like Fox's character in the movie, we are not to go along with the crowd, but stand up for what is right, even though doing so will bring persecution and hatred upon us from the world. The good news in all of this, though, is that the war has already been won. Our Lord Jesus Christ defeated sin, death, and the devil entirely with his perfect life and holy sacrifice on the cross. His resurrection from the tomb on the third day is proof positive of this. And he has ascended into heaven to sit at the right hand of God and reign over all things. The war is over. The victory is complete. Jesus is King of the universe, and nothing shall prevail against his holy church, not even the gates of hell. But the battle for you continues. Continues in this sinful world, for you are not yet in glory. For the defeated threefold enemy of sin, death, and the devil, though entirely defeated, still wage war against you. They are like a kind of band of rebels who refuse to accept the fact that their country has long since surrendered. They sneak into the camp of their enemy, the church, searching to capture and kill soldiers of the king's army. You. and on your own, you are defenseless against them. But thanks be to God, you are not on your own. Your Lord Jesus Christ stands before you on the battlefield, declaring his victory before your enemies. He is your light and your salvation. Whom shall you fear? He is the stronghold of your life. Of whom shall you be afraid? He has ascended to rule over all things, but he is not gone. He promised to be with you always, and so he is. He gathers you soldiers into the loving and safe arms of your holy mother, his holy Christian church. And here he prepares a table before you in the midst of your enemies, from which he feeds and sustains you with himself, giving you to eat and to drink of his very body and blood, that you might be strengthened and preserved in the faith, that you might go forth from here assured of his victory that is yours in him, and ready to fight the good fight of the faith in this sinful world. Ready and strengthened by the Holy Spirit through the power of Christ to fend off the darts of the devil and the darts that your own sinful flesh hurl at you with the shield of faith, to repel the evil that comes upon you in this world that tempts you from falling away from grace with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, which is Christ himself. Thus do you, Christian soldiers, do well this day, not only to remember and honor your earthly mothers, but to give thanks to your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for bringing you into the safe and loving arms of your holy mother, his church. For here, in his church, your mother feeds and clothes and provides shelter and teaches you and disciplines you and loves you and cherishes you. For just as a faithful earthly mother takes care of and provides for her earthly children, you are taken care of and provided for here by your holy mother, Christ's church. Come then, as little children who need this care and providence, come, repenting of your sins, recognizing your failures to fight the good fight of the faith all too often, throwing yourself upon the mercy of your King, for he is merciful. His love is steadfast and boundless. He is the captain of the Lord's army, but at the same time, the chaplain of the Lord's army. For he comes to feed and nourish and strengthen you, to lift you back up, to bind up your wounds, and to send you forth in his peace, that you may go forth and live as he has taught you to live through your holy mother, his church. And he does all of this, for he is King of the universe, for he is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Gracious Father, in your mercy you gave your eternal word to be made flesh of the pure virgin, to suffer and to rise for our salvation, and to ascend in triumph to your right hand, where he rules all things for our blessing. Send us your Holy Spirit to strengthen our faith and make bold our proclamation of Christ's victory. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, as you gave your Son to his blessed mother, to cherish and to raise, so upon his cross our Lord commended his mother to his beloved disciple. Give to all mothers your great blessing this day, and especially keep in your tender mercy all mothers who have known
the sorrow of Mary at the foot of the cross, losing a beloved child to death. Instill in them and in us all a firm confidence in your word and your promise that death will never stop all the saints from being united in your kingdom, where we shall ever laud and magnify your glorious name, Lord, in your mercy. Almighty and everlasting God, it is your will to redeem all of creation. Grant to your holy church zealous pastors, missionaries, and evangelists to proclaim your holy word and administer your holy sacraments, that the promise of your redemption through Jesus Christ to all the world may go forth in power. Lift up our hearts, enlighten our minds, and embolden our voices to speak your promises in this fallen world. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Lord, from whom all good and gracious gifts come, grant to all who work in government a measure of your wisdom and grace, that we may enjoy peace and prosperity in our land. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, Father Almighty, you remember not our sin, but see us as your redeemed children. Into your loving hands we commend all who are in need, the sick, the suffering, the imprisoned, the dying, the mourning, the lonely, especially all those who have requested our prayers, including Donna Bebo, Joan Birch, Vivian Strom, Marlene Wiltshire, Dick Weiser, Bill Harmon, Ken Hill, Dick Kohler, Joyce Kohler, Ella Shaw, Samantha Packard, Corrine Ellenboss, Tom Ellenboss, Shirley Curry, Scott McCollum, Landon Cole, Fred Glazer, Charles Shaw, Margaret Duby, Lloyd and Lyle Duby, James Whiting, Maxine Cole, Sally Messer, Phil Warsop, Lee G, Sherry Schaub, Joseph Tolk, Samantha Tolk, Elaine Wood, Pastor Dan Chambers, Jeanne Weiser, Dan Freed, Rosemary Reichart, Sandra Goodrow, and Philip Ramsey. May Christ ever be their health in sickness, joy in sorrow, and life in death. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
Father of all glory, your Son has established his heavenly feast for us here on earth, that we may be strengthened in our life and calling as your children and soldiers of the cross. Pour out your Holy Spirit on all who will commune this day, that they may partake in a worthy manner of the great gifts of our Savior's very body and blood, and be filled with every heavenly benediction and grace, strengthened to fight the good fight of the faith in this dead and dying world. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, your Son's victory over death and the grave fills us with boundless hope and joy. Receive today our praises for all who have departed this life in your faith and friendship, and bring us to sing with them the Easter song that knows no end. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
These things, O Master, and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, we pray, for the sake of our risen, ascended, and glorified Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We take time now to invite all the mothers in our congregation to come forward for a prayer and a blessing. The rest of you may be seated. First, let us pray. Heavenly Father, a few moments ago we petitioned you on behalf of all mothers. Now we place these mothers in our midst before your gracious throne and beseech you on their behalf.
As a mother gives life and nourishment to her children, so you watch over your church. Bless these women, that they may be strengthened as Christian mothers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth, and grant that their children may love and honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. Give them joy this day, O God, which we have set aside in our calendar year to remember and honor them. May the love, honor, and respect their children show them on this day be a reflection of the love you have for them and for all your children. Grant this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Dear mothers, the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
You to receive the Spirit.
salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who after his resurrection appeared openly to all his disciples, and in their sight was taken up into heaven, that he might make us partakers of his divine life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Son into our flesh, to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me."
Mm-hmm.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
The very body of Christ given for you. May the Lord bless and keep you in your baptismal vows all the days of your life. Amen. The very body of Christ given for you. Nathan, the Lord bless and keep you in your baptismal vows all the days of your life. Amen. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you.
Thank you. dirty body of Christ given to you. Having the Lord bless and keep you.
Thank you.
this holy and precious true body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, strengthen and preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.